I was simply saying that it is a well established principle that an individual has a moral obligation even to break the law when it serves on the higher ideals. And those higher ideals that Edward Snowden is trying to protect are the principles of the United States Constitution, which I suggest that the gentleman just before me does not care very much about. He has also suggested that national security interest have been harmed. That has been claimed by the administration without any proof being proven that that happened. What Edward Snowden has also revealed is the simple fact that the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, lied to Congress last spring in April. He committed a felony. Why aren't we discussing the possibility of him getting a plea deal? For
Jeffrey, what do you think of that?
Coming clean on that issue.
Well, you know what? I am certainly not going to defend Clapper's testimony before Congress. It sure seemed like a lie to me, but it has nothing to do with whether Snowden committed a crime or not. You know, lots of crimes get prosecuted, lots of crimes don't, but we're here to discuss Snowden, and I think nothing that I've read in the newspaper in the past day or the past month suggests anything other than this is someone who committed major crimes against the United States. And, you know, if he can work out a plea bargain, fine. I mean, that's how many cases are resolved. But the idea that he deserves clemency when we don't know where this stuff is, who has it, what they've done with it, is just preposterous.
But Jeff,